Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Second segment, old school. A little bit of Husker draft talk. Look, I mean, obviously it starts out with the East-West game. You know, you got Nash, big Hutchmaker. Was it Hutchmaker?
Yeah.
I'll just call him Nash.
Polar Bear.
He did a really good job, I heard, out at the East-West, right? Mm-hmm. Showed some pass rush ability. You know, Nash being able to play the run. You know that from the get-go. Him being able to dominate and you know, control the A gaps. And he has more athletic ability than I think people give him credit for. The great thing about Nash, number one, he's a tough kid. He's accountable. He's durable. And he can get a lot better, right? And mm-hmm. I felt like he did that while he was here at Nebraska. But I think the best thing that he did for himself, and if I could give anybody advice just from my personal experience, which will never change, when you go to these all-star games, show prove them wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So people probably think, you see Nash, he's a big old dude, right? Probably think he can't run, not a good athlete. Well, you look at his last 2 years here at Nebraska, he showed the ability to rush the passer. Now, is it not in a finesse way, but he was able to not have to come off the field on third down. Well, he did that out of the East-West game. And I think the highlight for him was he dropped back in a fire zone and he broke up a pass.
Mm-hmm.
So he has more athletic ability than people give him credit for. He was able to, I'm sure, turn some heads, which allows – what it does is in the draft process, when you're maybe like a Nash or any prospect, you make them go back and watch your tape. So now he's done what he needed to do on the field. He did it here. He did it there. I know for a fact he interviewed well. I know he's going to get a good recommendation from the coaches just because he's a good kid, great family, great background, and great story. So that he, all those things off the field, checks the boxes, right? And so now you go from that mode, football mode, right, to now you're going to have them really, really watch you at the combine or your pro day. Now you got to do the underwear Olympics. Now you got to make sure your weight is at an optimal weight that you can – all you need to do for him, 10-yard shuttle, probably vertical.
Broad, maybe.
Not necessarily broad, maybe short shuttle. Mm-hmm. And obviously bench.
Bench, yeah.
Now, obviously, if he runs a good 40 at 300 and whatever pounds, then that's great too. Mm-hmm. So that's all he needs to get better. That's all he needs to do. And I'm sure he will. Because, you know, I'm sure he's somewhere training and getting ready for it. So, and then him, and then you got
Ty.
And Thomas Fedoni were down at the Senior Bowl. Both of them did well. I think that I read an article where they said Ty submitted himself as a top 100 pick. So that's top three rounds,
essentially.
You know, essentially, mm-hmm. In a really deep defensive tackle class. So that lets you know he improved his draft stock down there, or cemented it. And that's what you go to those all-star games to do. I think when you look at Nash and Ty, they both have a huge upsides. I think Nash can get better at everything, and he'll get better as he just learns how to play defensive line. And I think Ty, and I think Ty as well, right? I think he got really, really good at being consistent, his technique, and then obviously he can be dominant at times. And then also when you get in there and all you're doing is football, you're just naturally going to get better. Mm-hmm. Both of them, I mean, this is a credit to, Coach White, and then obviously, you know, I guess Coach Rule as well. They have position flexibility, right? I think they both can play all. I think obviously Ty can play from a 0 to a 5. I think Nash can play or probably play in a pinch to a 3, 0 to a 3, maybe a 4 if you wanted, but generally inside tackle or guard to guard. And they both can help on third down. And they're all.
Because the 4 would be what, outside the guard?
Inside of the tackle.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. three is kind of in between both, right? Yeah. On the outside of the guard. So Ty can play even on the outside at some, maybe a six. So, you know, both of them are great athletes and really help themselves. Then you got Thomas Fedoni. I think he did, you know, he nobody knew what he was going to do, whether he's going on the portal, then he turned pros, then he got down to the Senior Bowl. I know he made a couple really good catches, and I heard some good things for him. So he's going to look the part. I think he's 2 years past, you know, any type of injury, so that's not going to be a huge red flag, and I don't think it's a big deal, as big a deal anymore, is because of the sports medicine and stuff like that. Plus, he hasn't been injured, and also he's been pretty productive at times at Nebraska. And so,
and even a guy like Isaiah Nair, who flashed through the fastest.
I was just about to say him too. Isaiah Nair, right? Obviously, the Iowa game was not his best game, but everybody, you know, knows height, weight, speed is he is a walking muscle, right? Mm. So whatever he's been doing and the focus, he needs to keep that up. And he's going to be a guy, maybe he gets drafted a little bit later based on the lack of production. But once you get in, you think Samari Torrey, right? Mm-hmm. Trey Palmer. And if you can get consistent, get focused, there's more upside to that. And he doesn't have any off-the-field stuff, right? Then you think of Ben Scott and Bryce Benhart. I think both of them got a chance. I think both of them have position flexibilities. I think Ben Scott has started at both guard and center. The more you can do, I think obviously Bryce has started at tackle and play guard. The one thing I'll say definitely about Bryce is he started playing this year. He played his best football.
Oh, by far.
In the most consistent football. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to allow him to have a chance.
The comparison that comes to mind for me, probably just because it's fresh, but I think Bryce who wouldn't prefer to start at tackle, right? That's where the money is. But could Bryce be kind of Mekhi Becton, like we saw with the Eagles, right? That's
huge difference in the talent. But yes, a guy that plays tackle that goes in, and he's just got to continue along getting better. You know, he's got to play with good leverage. I think his mindset was good. I think he was, you know, a lot more physical,
durable.
And he has experience, right? So, you know, the more you can do. And then when you think of Tommy Hill, I think with Tommy Hill, he's just got to be healthy, you know, with the foot, because I don't think he finished the whole week there. And so he's got to get his foot right, and he's got to get in shape. And they go hand in hand, right?
And then maybe his mind right a little bit.
Well, I think it all goes into it, because trust me, I got two ankles that are destroyed. It messes with how you are as a person. It messes with your mindset, and I'm not nearly as needing to be in shape like Tommy Hill. So I can only imagine for him. And your feet are how you get paid in the league, defensively. Your feet and your hands. That's it. I mean, obviously, mentally, you got to be where you need to. So I think with him, he gets healthy. He runs well. He's fine.
What he's facing isn't any different than really any defensive back.
No, and they've watched his tape. They've seen how far he's came, like as far as under Matt Rhule's tutelage, as far as like helping him mature or whatever.
Picking a position, sticking to it.
Yeah, but whatever Matt Rhule did with obviously Tommy Hill taking to it, you know, and obviously probably Corey Campbell and whoever, the light switch came on. And so all he has to do is just get healthy, which has got to either patience or you got to push through it, and then everything else will be fine. And then who else is there? Are we missing anybody else? I think Ramir has a chance in the sense of as long as he's healthy. And here's where Ramir is going to get in where he fit in, just like he did here.
Yeah,
he's going to be your Swiss Army knife on as a running back. He's going to play a core role on all four special teams, right? And he's going to be, and if he's healthy, he's going to be able to outlast everybody.
Yeah.
There you go. Jamal Banks, I think he has a chance too. I think he has I think he's a big body receiver. He just got to, I think with him, he's got to run well, right? Yeah. Run well. I think he catches decent. Probably could, you know, run routes a little bit better, but all that stuff is kind of, you know, that'll be on the coach's ear, you know, where he goes.
John Bullock.
No, I think he's going to be the surprise.
MJ Sherman.
Well, let's start with Bullock. I think, well, number one, I know he can run. And I know he's going to run well. You can't have a much better year than he had. So I think he's tough. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to make it. I think he's going to have to grind it out. I think he's going to make it. I think MJ Sherman, if you turn on the last like six games, and I think for him, how he runs and side to side. Because once he takes his shirt off,
looks the part.
Right. So, he's played pretty decent.
Two more for you. Isaac Gifford.
I think Isaac got a chance too. I think if he tests well.
Where does Isaac play in the NFL? What's his best safety role? Safety?
He'll be safety. I think he tests well. Matter of fact, I know he's going to test well. At least if he tests the way that he had been, he'll be just fine. So this is what people need to understand is, like, everybody looks at, if you don't get drafted, you ain't going to make. There's a lot of guys that don't get drafted last longer than guys that get drafted. I was drafted late. I played a lot longer than guys that were drafted ahead of me, both at any position, right? So Isaac has a chance to get drafted. He's a core special teams guy. That puts him in a better position. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be able to make an impact right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. What's the last one?
Brian Buscini.
Oh, for sure. Not for sure, but I mean, I think in punters, and punters different. You could be the better punter, but they already invested in the punter. They got you in the back pocket. He gets a little hamstring twinge, and then you kick for 10 years.
You're in the UFL, you're in the X, whatever it is, and then call you back up.
Right, and then you end up kicking for 10 years. So yeah. They all got a chance, and that's a credit to those kids that have worked hard, and then also to the staff or whatever, you know, help them, you know, develop them. So I think hopefully three or four guys get drafted. We've had years of nobody getting drafted, so we'll take a quick break, come back. I'm going to tell you my combine story. Mm. My runway, Jay on the runway story in Indianapolis.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I hated it. I hated that, man. Anyways.
At least their GM was nice.
No.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.